ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 4, entitled Creation of the Second Order. The creation of the fourth order. And chapter number 4, entitled Sati Quits a Body. And text number 1. Maitreya Uvacha. एतवाद्भुक्त्वा विररामशङ्करा एतवाद्भुक्त्वा विररामशङ्करा पत्नी अङ्गनाशम् इव यत्र चिन्तयान् पत्नी अङ्गनाशम् इव यत्र चिन्तयान् सुहृद्विद्रशुक् परिशङ्कितभावन् सुहृद्विद्रशुक् परिशङ्कितभावान् निष्क्रमति निर्विशति द्विदाशशा निष्क्रमति निर्विशति द्विदाशशा एतवाद् उक्त्वा विररामशङ्करः पत्नी अङ्गनाशम् इव यत्र चिन्तया सुहृद्दिदृशुक् परिशङ्कितभावान् निष्क्रामति निर्विशति द्विदाशशा मैत्रिय उवाच। Maitreya said, Etavad, so much, Uktva, after speaking, Virarama, was silent, Shankara, Lord Shiva, Patni Anganasam, the destruction of the body of his wife. He, since, Ubayatra, in both cases, Chintayan, understanding, Suhrut Didrishuk, being anxious to see her relatives, Parishankita, being afraid, Bhavat, of Shiva, Nishkramati, moving out, Nirvishati, moving in, Dvida, divided, Asha, was, Sa, she, Sati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The sage Maitreya said, Lord Shiva was silent after speaking to Sati. Seeing her between decisions, Sati was very much anxious to see her relatives at her father's house. But at the same time, she was afraid of Lord Shiva's warning. Her mind unsettled, she moved in and out of the room as a swing moves this way and that. Purport. Sati's mind was divided about whether to go to her father's house or obey the orders of Lord Shiva. The struggle between the two decisions was so strong that she was pushed from one side of the room to another, and she began to move just like the pendulum of a clock. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Suradevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Seeking the blessing of all senior Vaishnavas assembled here, I like to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So we are entering into a new chapter. Sati quits a body. So now, Mother Sati had a discussion with Lord Shiva. And she was explaining to Shiva about her desire to go to visit his father's place. At the same time, Lord Shiva also warned her about the consequences that will come upon her when she go there. Now, Mother Sati is in a situation where she is struggling to make some decision. Pretty much if you see Bhagavad Gita, also Arjuna has this problem. In the second chapter, before surrendering to Krishna, Arjuna has this affection towards his family members in one side, and then he has a duty to fight as a Kshatriya in another side. So Prabhupada says that he has this miserly weakness. Prabhupada explained about the difference between a miser and a brahmana, a vipra. Talks about how one is, due to weakness of affection towards a family or a body or extended relatives, he find difficult to take decision. So in Bhagavatam also you see this theme, you see here, when Sati was difficult to make decision. And you see previously in third canto or second canto, we saw Lord Brahma was in that situation, not able to take decision, not able to do. And also in first canto, you see in when Ashwatthama killed all the sons of Pandavas, there also, you know, Draupadi was in this situation. So you will see all this situation. We are also pretty much in the same situation. Sometimes we are put in the situation where we can't able to take proper decision. So when then Prabhupada gives a answer to the same purport, that material perplexities, or you know, when you are not able to take decision, which we don't know why it's happening, like it's like a forest fire, like a, you know, no one there set the fire, but it happens. So we also come this situation where problems come or perplexities comes, we can't able to make decision. But then what we are doing after that, that's what matters. So Prabhupada gives that has to actually behooves to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. When material perplexities or when material problem come, we are not taking shelter to get the material answer, but we are surrendering ourselves to a bona fide spiritual master to get a spiritual solution and get a permanent solution for our material existence. So that should be the motive to approach a bona fide spiritual master. So we have that desire to lord over material nature because of our, you know, immemorial time in association with matter. Our mind, along with combination with false ego, wants to lord over the material nature, and that needs to be corrected. So your mother Sati is also having that womanly weakness. It's very interesting that she admit to Lord Shiva that she is not that advanced like you or like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a totally different person. He also was in this situation in the previous chapter. When Mother Sati was addressing to Lord Shiva politely about her desire to go and visit the family members, Lord Shiva was sorry at his heart, but smiling in his face. So he is an equipoised personality because he is above the modes of material nature and is a transcendental personality. The point is, Sati also knows this. And she says that you are, you know, like, you don't have any social affection or attachment because you have realized these are all illusion. This bodily identification and extended bodily identification is temporary and you are beyond this mode of material nature. But I am not like this. I have this affection. I am not so advanced like you. So, you know, and this is very important in anyone's spiritual growth. As the time goes, either ourselves or people think that we are much advanced in spiritual life, but actually we are not. We have our material pursue and goals, and we want to achieve an ambition. And we work hard, even though we know that is temporary, or which is not going to be lasting forever. But in terms of spirituality, we usually tend to think that we are much advanced spiritually than actually we are. And if we don't put lot of endeavor and time to get deeper in spirituality because we think I am much spiritual enough in the path of bhakti. So that has to be corrected and checked every time. Like, you know, here Sati is admitting to spiritual, in one case, you know, we can call Shiva as a spiritual master, so admitting to spiritual master that I am having this problem, I am not that advanced. So I have to, you know, undergo this thing. So this is our situation to approach a bona fide spiritual master when we are having this difficulty in decision. So same, Acharya also says, and so Lord Shiva, when he is transcendental, then why he is unhappy when Daksha was not, criticizing, or, you know, he should be equipoised See, Lord Shiva is transcendental, but he is also in charge of mode of ignorance. So he is sometimes have this, you know, thinking that he is, he sometimes affects him, but he is still transcendental. So, but then that desire to see family members or you know, having that affection toward family members, it's not a problem. Of course, we have been recipient of that affection, or we have sometimes shown affection to our family members. That's why we are all, you know, in a good state of mind or in a good situation. Affection has to be there, and we have to show. But that is not all in all. Because we have higher goals and we have a purpose in life which is not just the maintenance of these family members or keep them happy. So Arjuna was facing this problem. He think he have that miserly, Prabhupada explained that miserly person means he think that these relatives or my bodily relation are the one who are going to save us from the death. And I am the one who is going to protect them from the death. But this is the greatest illusion. Because Krishna is the only protector and he is the only maintainer of all living entities. And secondly, Lord Shiva did not use force to make a decision which is favorable to him. He has given the option. He has explained to her about the consequences will be, what are the consequences, and what is actually the purpose of, you know, Daksha doing this yagya. Because he knows that if he uses force, then she may destroy the body that time only. Either way, she is going to create some issue. So that free will is given. Most of the time, we are that independent. If everyone has free will, we all have free will to choose, you know, to make our choice. So that's very important, how we make our free will to choose every time to be Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we have this, people say, oh yeah, everything is destined. Whatever we do, everything is destined. And we don't have to do anything. Or either way, the other way is that everything is in our hand. That nothing, everything is in our hand. So nothing, you know, in the hand of destiny. That we have to, this is materialistic perspective, that we have to work hard and whatever outcome is all completely depend on our hand. Or the other way is that you go on, people try to do sinful activity and saying that, you know, what to do, it's all, you know, destiny. I don't have to do anything. So here, you know, the example of, you know, here in the purport, Prabhupada writes about the pendulum. Usually pendulum, you know, oscillating between these two. Thinking that everything is destined or everything is in our hand. But the stable, the equilibrium state is in the middle. That both are there. That we are sometimes, we have to make a proper endeavor, and also the result is. Result is given. It's an example like a farmer, you know, plowing the field and he is putting the seed. Now the farmer has to plow the field properly and place the seed in a particular, you know, centimeter or distance inside the ground. And then he waits for the rain so that the seed can fructify and give fruit. Now the farmer, you know, thinking that only the rain is the cause and I don't have to do anything, you cannot just throw the seed on the field thinking that rain will give, you know, make the plant grow. At the same time, he cannot think that only by me endeavor, me doing the field properly, plowing the seeds perfectly, that is the reason. What if the rain didn't come? So something is in our hand and most of the thing is not in our hand. So we can do our part, but mostly the result or the consequence, everything is in hands of Krishna and other agencies. And then now if you see Mother Sati as this problem of making decision between the desire to go and meet the family member and then the fear of Lord Shiva's instruction. So here the fear there is which is arising from the bodily concept, mainly the fear. We have so many fears. What happened? The usual fear is for the devotee is about the security. For devotees or non-devotees, the fear is there. If the, you know, in this is the month of Damodar, even Krishna also is fearful of Mother Yashoda. But it is said that the fear personified is fearful when it comes in front of Krishna. There is a difference between material fear and pleasure or pain to spiritual pleasure and pain. Here if you see, there is a difference of spiritual and material pleasure and pain. Now if you really see the Bhagavatam, the main part of Bhagavatam is the 10th canto, where the pastime of Krishna and, you know, all the Vrindavan and, you know, spiritual pastimes are happening. And in order to understand, you know, that level of emotion and pastime, we have to go through this, all these cantos. Otherwise, you know, what the usual tendency is, when we read the 10th canto straight, we may not have that spiritual devotion, or, you know, we may make an offense to the pastime, thinking that this is just a mundane activities and Krishna is a normal person. Unless until we understand, you know, the greatness of Krishna, then it is difficult to understand the sweetness of Krishna. So these pastimes, all these cantos are preparing our consciousness and preparing ourselves to receive the best nectar in 10th canto. So here then, you know, the pastime of Damodar, you can see Krishna also fearful and he is crying. But this crying or fear is not out of ignorance, but it is out of Shuddha Sattva, or it is out of love, you know, prema. So that's why there is a difference. But to understand this, we have to understand all these cantos. We will see different situation and scenarios. So here we see that Lord Shiva, Mother Sati and Daksha. So Daksha, the main issue is because he has that material power and position, he is proud. And that's why he is conducting this yagya. And he was not inviting to Lord Shiva, Parvati. Now his idea is that he is doing to yagya to Vishnu. So we also, sometimes say this exam that we have to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu, then all the other demigods and all others are satisfied. Now Daksha also using this logic. He is not inviting Lord Shiva because he is satisfying Vishnu, so all other demigods and all others are satisfied, so I will not invite Shiva. But then it is said that better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of devotees of Vishnu. And it will not be accepted that we, accept Vishnu and then we don't accept the devotees of Vishnu. Because Lord Shiva is always in Shuddha Shatva platform. He is always giving respect to, the each and every super soul, which is also present in Daksha's body. But Daksha, he is only seeing in the material platform. So, in order to worship Lord Vishnu, we have to worship the devotees of Vishnu, because that is the greatest. Even Lord Shiva says this. We have this celebration yesterday, Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because we understand Prabhupada is also a great devotee of Krishna. And to worship Krishna, for a neophyte, he has only relationship with the deity. He comes in the temple, prays, and then he goes. He may not give proper respect to the devotees, other practitioners of bhakti. But then, if you understand, Krishna also says that one who is very dear is who is devotee of my devotee. And that's the mood of Mahaprabhu as well, to be a servant of the servant of servant. So it's a easy and quick way that we approach Krishna by the devotees. In fact, there's a pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Mahaprabhu instructs Nityananda Prabhu. You go to Bengal and then you preach there. But then every year Radha Yatra party from Bengal, all of the devotees from Navadvip and other areas come to Jagannath Puri for 4 months, then stay, then have Radha Yatra, Gundicha, Hira Panchami, all these festivals, and then they go back. So Nityananda Prabhu comes again and again. Mahaprabhu was, not happy because he instructed Nityananda Prabhu to stay there and preach. But then who can understand the activities of Nityananda Prabhu? He is a reject Paramahamsa. He is a different platform. So when Mahaprabhu says, Nityananda Prabhu, you go, preach and make devotees of Bengal. It is said that Mahaprabhu preached to a higher class of devotees. Mahaprabhu made devotees, if you see Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu liberated Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, then King Prataprutra, Ramananda Rai. So the Prakashananda Saraswati, the great Mayavadi Guru. So Mahaprabhu preaching was higher class of people who are high in the society and great personalities. Then if you see Nityananda Prabhu, he made devotees like Jagai and Madai. And In that line, Srila Prabhupada made devotees thousands of Jagai and thousands of Madai. So Prabhupada write in that purport that if you are connected with the disciplic succession, that is the power that you can even become better than Nityananda Prabhu, as long as you are connected to disciplic succession. But the interesting thing is, you will never see Srila Prabhupada or the devotees coming in the parampara claiming that they are the doer, that they did that, or because of them everyone may now become devotees. So there is a sweet relationship between the Lord and the devotees. The Lord want to give all the credit to the devotee. The Lord, you know, put a devotee in a particular situation so that his glories are multiplied and all the credits are given to him. But the devotee also in a mood that he consider that this is all happening because of the grace of Mahaprabhu. He never considered because I am the doer. So that's why when Nityananda Prabhu was preaching, he understand that he also says that, oh Lord, by your mercy, whatever you want, whatever you desire, that will happen. I am just an instrument. So following in the footstep of Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, same, he also, you know, passed on the credit and everything to his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami. Obviously, he, you know, passed on to previous acharyas and ultimately to Lord Krishna. So that is the correct understanding. The acharyas explained when Daksha was thinking that I will not call Lord Shiva because I am satisfying Vishnu, so I don't have to satisfy the devotees of Vishnu, the, you know, other demigods. And as like, you know, in material standard, that I worship God but I kill animals. It's like as good as like they are all the living entities are coming all, you know, from Krishna, so we have to treat in a equal way. We cannot be kind to one section and then, you know, kill other section of living entities, thinking that they are lower. So that is the proper understanding of thing. And he doesn't want to invite Shiva because the main problem is he is envious of the position of Lord Shiva. Because he thinks Lord Shiva is just a son-in-law. You know, if you see in materially, you know, like Shiva, you know, Brahma didn't have father, mother. He was born from navel of Vishnu, Swayambhu, right? And then Shiva also came out of the eyebrow, between the eyebrows of Brahma. So he also didn't have mother or father in that sense. So it's a you know, unusual problem here, a problem between father-in-law and son-in-law. Usually the problem is between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, most of the scenario. But luckily Shiva didn't have mother and, you know. But here is a different problem. But then why? Because he couldn't able to tolerate the position of Lord Shiva. Because he is given a higher position, even though he is just a son-in-law. He was thinking in a material standard. But then, and he is puffed up because he is not able to, he is not giving respect. But actually, you know, Prabhupada write in that Prabhupada previous chapter that a devotee is giving respect to the super soul within the body, in each and every body. That's the proper mode of giving respect. But then Daksha was, because of identifying with his body, he expected respect for himself. So that's the thing, you know, the reason, and Lord Shiva clearly explained that if you go, then he will insult you and he will criticize, and then you will have to leave your body. Death, he explained in the previous last verse of second last verse of the previous chapter, he explained that insult is is as good as is equal to death. In spite if you go, that insult will be as good as death. And he didn't stop as well, because he might do something wrong. So between these two decisions, either way, she is here moving outside and inside. So she is sometime having that equal force of desire and fear, and she is going out of the home and then thinking about Shiva, then she is coming inside the home, then again is thinking of the family, then she is going out. So we will see in further what is the what she is going to do and what is the consequences. Yeah, I'll just stop here and see if anyone have any question, comments or corrections. We'll finish here. Kandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.